You're listening to the MJ Show podcast, episode number 20. Hey there, welcome back to the podcast, the MJ Show. I'm your host, Michelle Jameson, and I'm so glad to be here with you again for this week's episode, How to Resolve to Eat Smarter. As a nutritionist, diet, fitness, and health coach, I've seen many hit the same dietary brick wall. In reality, many know what to eat, but putting good choices into practice is the critical challenge. The most successful approaches to weight loss are built on small changes that produced big, but not necessarily miraculous, results over time. So, I've got 8 winning weight loss strategies for you and reprogramming action steps to boot. Before we dive in, though, this episode is brought to you by the Body by MJ Shop. Have you checked it out yet? It's an ever-growing library of ebooks, planners, guides, handbooks, and more to support and guide you on your healthy journey. Take a minute to browse and be sure to visit often as we are continuing to add publications. So head right over to michellejamison.com. That's michellejamison.com. Okay, let's dive into today's topic. Today, I'm going to teach you to use some techniques to reprogram your diet and win at weight loss. Amid science that's exceedingly complicated and often mystifying, the truth is, it's only natural for us to be overweight because our culture is primarily sedentary and we eat big portions. That's not mysterious, it's inevitable. And you don't need a degree in molecular biology to recognize the weighty consequences of supersized portions, feast and starve eating habits, lack of fiber, too much stress, and simply being out of sync with our natural appetite controls. As a nutritionist, diet and fitness and health coach, I have seen many hit the same dietary brick wall. In reality, though, many know what to eat, but putting good choices into practice is the critical challenge. The most successful approaches to weight loss are built on small changes that produce big, but not necessarily miraculous, results over time. That's why I recommend reprogramming your diet. So today I've got 8 winning weight loss strategies for you, plus reprogramming action steps. So grab your pen and paper and let's dive in. Number 1, change your mind. People who lose weight and keep it off not only eat right, but think right. Fortunately, the right mindset doesn't require brain surgery. Intuitive eating, a term coined by Evelyn Tribble, author of the book by that name, is a way to take charge of your weight by rethinking your relationship with food. I'll leave a link in the show notes for this book for you. This involves several aspects: respecting your body, making peace with food, coping with your feelings without using food, and enjoying physical activity. Most important is allowing your natural appetite to control your eating and ultimately your weight. That first step is to listen first, then eat. Listen to your body. It will tell you what it needs, when to eat and when to stop eating. Our bodies communicate in subtle ways, yet most of us are very good at ignoring the messages. Have you ever had enough yet kept eating? Are you hungry, or are you just eating out of boredom for instant gratification or to relieve stress or because you're in a bad mood? The results? When you trust your body's natural ability to regulate itself, you'll feel terrific and lose weight. So here's a reprogramming action plan. First, hone your listening skills and respect what your body is trying to tell you. Being mindful instead of mindless is the key to success. Second, customize your eating plan to take into account your lifestyle, time schedule, hunger patterns, personality, and even your craving for a Snickers bar. The more your diet fits your schedule, the places you go, the things you do, the more successful you'll be. All right, number 2, divide and conquer. Peeling off the pounds is no picnic. But if you know more about metabolism, you're ahead of the game. Insulin is the master regulator of the amount of glucose, sugar, in the blood. It's released by the pancreas and helps control how much glucose is burned for energy and how much is stored as body fat. So in theory, if you prevent insulin from spiking to high levels, you can avoid body fat deposition. To keep the glucose-insulin balance in check and prevent fat storage, first, combine a source of protein, complex carb, and some healthy fat at each meal. My clients know when they get their nutrition plan, it is laid out into 6 meals a day that include those macronutrients, with the exception of carbs at night. Just as a side note. Second, eat moderate amounts of food at regular intervals throughout the day. Keep in mind that simple carbohydrates, those found in sweets, cookies, cakes, soft drinks, those get absorbed quickly, causing blood sugar to zoom up. Your body responds by making more insulin, but too much insulin accelerates the conversion of excess calories into body fat. The solution is to opt for whole foods with complex carbohydrates such as whole grain bread, brown rice, vegetables, and beans, along with whole fruits. These foods are rich in fiber, which slows their absorption, thus preventing a spike in blood sugar. When you combine complex and high-fiber carbohydrates, protein, and some healthy fat with each meal, and don't go too long without eating, every 2.5 to 3 hours, you can lose weight while gaining strength and health. One of the biggest roadblocks to weight loss is not eating enough. If you consume too few calories, your body thinks it's starving and signals your metabolism to slow down. It's called catabolic state. To lose weight and build a healthy, fit body, you've got to eat, and eating high-quality food frequently is your best bet. That's anabolic state. So here's a reprogramming action plan for this. Number one, don't skip or skimp on meals. Number two, eat 5 small meals a day. I like 6. 1 about every 3 hours if you can fit that last one in. You'll get a constant supply of fuel and nutrients your body needs and avoid feeling overly hungry. Number three, team up protein, carbohydrate, and some fat at every meal. Fourth one, watch portion sizes. A serving is approximately the size of your palm or clenched fist. And the last one in this is plan your meals and shop in advance to minimize the risk of making poor food choices. All right, number three, winners eat breakfast. Here's proof that breakfast helps beat the battle of the bulge. Successful losers have 4 things in common. That's weight losers. First, they eat breakfast every day. Eating a low-fat diet. Weigh themselves weekly. Keeping physically active about 1 hour a day. A healthy morning meal will limit cravings for high sugar, high fat snacks later in the day. Research shows that breakfast eaters enjoy increased mental alertness, lower body weight, improved lifestyle, and better health. In addition, people who consume a high fiber cereal in the morning consume fewer calories at lunch, and breakfast eaters have a higher intake of essential nutrients. Another good reason to eat breakfast is that you tend to store less fat when your total daily calories are spread out over smaller, more frequent meals than when you eat the same number of calories in fewer, larger meals. With all those paybacks, you can't afford to dash out the door on an empty stomach. So here's a reprogramming action plan. Don't skip breakfast to decrease your daily calorie intake. You won't lose weight. You'll lose essential nutrients that you won't be able to make up later, and you risk losing self-control. Also, the right breakfast can help you manage your weight. Combine a serving each of carbohydrate, protein, fat, and fruit for breakfast. And lastly, if you can't eat early, take a multivitamin, drink some water, and pack a brown bag breakfast or protein bar, piece of fruit, and some almond milk. All right, number four, we're halfway there. Fiber up to slim down. Fiber is great for weight loss because of its effect on insulin control, hunger, and body fat storage. Here's how it works. Carbohydrates are the primary fuel for the brain, The body quickly digests refined carbs, as found in white bread and cake, triggering a rapid rise in blood glucose levels. In response, the pancreas releases liberal amounts of insulin to mop up the excess glucose, with some of it likely stored as fat. Yet, just as quickly as blood glucose levels fall to the point where we may feel dizzy, the result is excessive hunger and we're driven to eat again. Complex and lower glycemic carbohydrates, on the other hand, are generally high in fiber. They don't elicit the same kind of spike and crash response. So the first step in reprogramming your fiber intake is to avoid sugar-laden processed foods. Choosing moderate portions of pasta, bread, and ready-to-eat cereal made from whole grains is the second step. The third step is to increase your intake of veggies like broccoli, leafy greens, asparagus, cauliflower, cucumber, and red bell pepper. They're low in carbs and won't spike your blood sugar. Don't avoid starchy vegetables like potatoes completely. Just be sure to eat them with a protein and a small amount of fat, which will slow the process of absorption and help you achieve your weight loss goal. And my number one fat loss quick tip is don't eat things like that after 6 p.m. So here's a reprogramming action plan. First, switch to whole grain products to boost your fiber intake. You'll feel fuller longer, you'll tend not to overeat, and you'll enjoy improved intestinal function. Fiber-rich foods are packed with nutrients that strengthen the immune system and reduce risk for heart disease. Next, replace refined carbohydrates like white bread, rice, and pasta with high fiber carbs such as whole grain bread, pasta, and brown rice. Okay, moving on. Number five. Oh, this is so important. Don't overlook water. Water is the single most essential nutrient important for life. Fluids fill virtually every space in and between cells. In addition to filling space, water helps form the structures of proteins and glycogen, thus strengthening muscles. It plays a key role in digestion, elimination, regulation of body temperature, lubrication of joints, hydration of skin, and maintenance of muscle tone. It also transports nutrients, oxygen, and glucose to every cell of the body, then removes toxins and impurities from the body. If you don't drink enough water, you may store more water, which shows up as extra weight on the scale. I know that sounds so weird, like you got to drink more because you feel like you're going to get all bloated and it's going to show up more on the scale, but it's actually the opposite effect. You may also feel hungrier and tired, lack energy, and become constipated if you don't drink enough water. Dehydration has been implicated in the reduction of RMR. So what's RMR? Resting metabolic rate is it's the number of calories the body burns at rest. So not drinking enough water is implicated in your resting metabolic rate. This is about 60% of your total energy needs. So by drinking enough water, you can keep the caloric fire burning. Several theories have been presented that build a strong case for drinking plenty of water when trying to shed extra pounds. Adequate hydration may contribute to boosting the body's ability to burn more calories. Adequate hydration may reduce appetite and control food intake. Adequate hydration may reduce the amount of dietary fat ultimately stored in the body. It may increase metabolism of fat by helping to burn fat more efficiently. And adequate hydration dilutes sodium levels in the body, making it the best remedy for fluid retention. So weird, right? So here's a reprogramming action plan for this one. First, determine the amount of water you need each day. So pay attention here. Divide your weight in pounds by 2. That number is the number of ounces of water you need. So for example, if you weigh 140 pounds, 140 divided by 2 equals 70, which is the number of ounces of water needed per day. Divide 70 by 8, the number of ounces in a cup, and you come up with about 9 cups of water needed daily by the average 140-pound person. Also, drink enough water to produce clear or pale yellow-colored urine every 2 to 3 hours during the day. And listen up. Yes, you will find a bathroom a lot. It's no big deal. Really. I am always saying thank you for my kidneys to work. Because I definitely don't want any problems there. So I'd rather have to find a bathroom a lot of the time and keep things rolling. Okay. Number 6, color yourself healthy. Phytochemicals give fruits and vegetables their vibrant colors and serve as a genuine health insurance policy by helping prevent chronic diseases. Phytochemicals possess important antioxidant activity that protects cells from DNA damage that can lead to heart disease and cancer. These antioxidants also inhibit critical steps in the process of inflammation, which is linked to the development of diseases such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, and allergies. The rich, deep color of many fruits and vegetables indicates the powerful disease-fighting nutrients locked inside. The colorful chemical pigments are what protect your genes, vision, and heart, and reduce the development of cancer and other diseases of aging. Despite expert advice to eat at least 5 to 9 servings of fruits and vegetables each day, get this, the average American eats a mere 3. That boils down to 2 vegetables and 1 serving of fruit each day. 10% of Americans eat no fruits or vegetables at all. And you know, we wonder why the disease is rampant. Preventable disease. So really sink your teeth into that one. Here's another one. The beige-white diet common in America results in too many calories, so that half of all Americans are overweight. When you begin to switch from the typical diet to a diet that provides a rainbow of colors, you'll lose a few pounds, since fruits and vegetables deliver fewer calories per forkful than baked goods, cakes, and pastries made from refined flour. The best overall benefit is the investment you make in your health. Next time you sit down to eat, take a close look at your plate. Is it pretty much beige and white? If your produce servings are typically iceberg lettuce, French fries, and a dab of ketchup for color, it's time to reprogram your diet. So, here's a reprogramming action plan for this one. First, choose more dark green, deep red, purple, and bright orange and yellow plant-based foods. These tend to have the most vitamins, minerals, and protective pigments, the stuff that makes carrots and squash orange and grapes purple. And second, use fruits and vegetables to replace high-fat, high-sugar foods such as refined grains. That would be cookies, cake, pasta. And high-fat, high-salt snacks, that would be potato chips, nachos, dips, cheese crackers. Fruits and vegetables add nutrients to your plate while subtracting calories. 2 left, people. Number 7, face the facts. In a nation obsessed with fat-free and low-fat processed foods, fat has become the latest 4-letter word. Despite claims to the contrary, fat is an essential part of the diet and plays an important role in weight loss. The fact is, it takes fat to burn fat. This concept may be difficult to embrace, as it runs counter to all logic if you're thinking about calories, but it makes absolute sense if you're thinking about hormones. Just like fiber, fat slows the entry rate of glucose into the bloodstream, thereby decreasing the production of the hormone insulin. Since insulin helps store excess calories as body fat, putting the brakes on insulin helps prevent fat storage and boost caloric burn. Fat also sends a critical hormonal message to the brain, telling you when you've had enough to eat. This is yet another way fat reduces insulin production. Since excess insulin contributes to body fat, having a bit more fat in your diet is an important tool for reducing insulin in the bloodstream. However, we all should continue to limit saturated fat to no more than 10% of total daily calories. Healthy fats rule. The best types of fat to add are monounsaturated and omega-3s. Monos help reduce LDL cholesterol and increase levels of HDL. That's the good cholesterol. Omega-3s help reduce blood pressure and cholesterol, discourage blood clotting and platelet aggregation, and reduce the risk of death from heart attack. So, here's 2 points in your reprogramming action plan for this one. First, enrich your diet with monounsaturated fats like olive, grapeseed, avocado, and flaxseed oil. Include walnuts, peanuts, and avocados. Their healthy fat helps satisfy hunger. Have you ever wondered why some people are hungry within an hour or two after eating a very low-fat meal? Well, that's why. Second one, cut down drastically on unhealthy fats, margarine, fried foods, and foods that contain hydrogenated oils. Learn to read processed food labels carefully. And as a side note, FYI, most restaurants use hydrogenated oil. And that, my friends, is connected to cancer. Okay, the last one, and it's the big one again. Number 8, diffuse stress. Anytime I talk about stress in any podcast, it's the big one that is hindering you from losing weight. When you're under pressure, does it seem harder to lose weight? If so, you're not imagining things. Stress and stagnation on the scale are linked. Here's how. When the brain perceives stress, whether it's biochemical, psychological, physical, or environmental, the hypothalamus signals the pituitary gland, which then alerts the adrenal glands to produce cortisol. That's the stress hormone. Researchers from Yale University discovered that cortisol may cause women to deposit in their midsection. And this is the worst place of all because a high waist-to-hip ratio is associated with an increased risk for coronary heart disease. So it's important to keep stress hormones in check to prevent the storage of excess body fat and the development of degenerative diseases such as heart disease and cancer. Aerobic exercise helps reduce stress and weight loss. It utilizes oxygen, promotes the release of endorphins, that's the feel-good hormones, reduces stress, and burns calories and fat. Weight training also helps decrease fat storage by reducing elevated insulin levels and promoting the release of growth hormone, which stimulates the growth of lean muscle mass and the repair of body tissue. It also boosts the use of fat as fuel and taps into stored fat. Growth hormone is released during sleep. That's why restful sleep, recovery, and relaxation are essential parts of losing weight. They help prevent the negative effects of stress hormones. So here's a few reprogramming action plan steps. First, get at least 8 hours of sound sleep every night. Next, alternate heavy training days with recovery days to rest sore muscles and promote the repair and growth of lean tissue, which burns fat more efficiently. Third, if you hit a weight plateau, boost your aerobic exercise a notch and change activities. Try hiking, running, swimming, bicycling, dancing, volleyball, or tennis. As a side note, I use a heart rate monitor when I change things up to see how many calories I burn. What was my heart rate? I'd like to monitor things like that because if it's not doing me any good, I'm not going to keep doing it. And then last, enjoy quiet time. Relax with a book, music, or any activity you find restful. All right, my friends, I took up a lot of your time, more than normal today, but I think it was worth it. So here, I've given you 8 winning weight loss strategies. I've given you a plethora of valuable information. Play it again and again, take notes, then implement to begin to experience positive change. Until next time. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast and share it with your friends. Congratulations on putting you first today. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.